Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Acts chapter 21, verse 13. Paul said, "Why all this weeping? You're breaking my heart. I'm ready not only to be jailed at Jerusalem, but even to die for the sake of the Lord Jesus." There was no stopping Paul. He was absolutely determined to go to Jerusalem, and no one was able to stand in his way. That's not to say they didn't try. When he arrived in Tyre in Syria, he spent a week with the believers there, and they prophesied through the Holy Spirit that he shouldn't go to Jerusalem. Some days later, he went down to the coast to the important city of Caesarea, where he met a man named Agabus, who had the gift of prophecy. He dramatically took hold of Paul's belt, bound his own feet and hands with it, and then declared that the owner of the belt would be bound by the Jews in Jerusalem and then turned over to the Gentiles. Upon hearing this, everyone begged Paul not to go to Jerusalem, but he wouldn't be stopped. He announced that he was ready to be jailed and even to die for the sake of the Lord. If risk assessments had existed in Paul's day, he would undoubtedly have been told that it was much too risky to head to Jerusalem. But Paul's mind was made up, and off he went, believing that he was acting in obedience to the Lord. We all face risks in life, and this incident emphasizes there's something far more important than risk, and that is being obedient to Christ. I've known many Christians take huge risks because of their faith. Some have gone to work in countries where the healthcare was very poor. Others have moved their families into rougher areas because of their determination to share the good news with those communities. I'm convinced that we should always live responsibly and be aware of potential risks. But Paul reminds us that obeying the Lord is what really matters, however risky it might be. So let me ask you a question. What risks have you taken in your Christian life? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, help us to be willing to be obedient to you, whatever the cost. Amen. Well, I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Thanks for joining me, and I hope you have a really good day today.